in a sense. And just telling of Yaakov Rasulder, just looking back, when we began, remember, we began the year, September 1st was the first day of Shir. Remember? September 1st. So, that was a long time ago. And now, we're holding by May 11th, clear enough. So, you look back, you know, I think it's important to feel a sense of accomplishment of what you've learned, what you accomplished, you know, how many different sugyas we've learned, different inyanim, different halakhas, and I think it's something you should feel proud about. So, Avadah is so much more to learn. Mez Hashem, future we'll learn more. But we, you know, it's good to look back and the real sense of accomplishment comes when you do a proper chazara. Then you have it mamish. You know where it is. You know where the Rambam is, where the Ravid is, what the Tosfos says, what the Rosh says, what the Mari Abulafia says, what the Rashash says, what the Mechaskina says. What the Mechaber says, what the Ramah says, what the Trumas Hadeshin says, all these things you can manage to look back on the year and with a sense of accomplishment, and the more you chazer, the more sense of accomplishment you'll have. And I'd like to thank everyone, because everyone in the Shir is a chelek of the Shir. It's not just, you see, if you have a lecture, so then, you know, so who cares if there's 10 people in the room, 100 people in the room, 1,000 people in the room, it's just one person lecturing. But Ashir Baruch Hashem is Masal Matan together, and everyone's contribution is beneficial. And we should thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for giving us this opportunity to learn Torah together. You know, Hilchos Shabbos is something that comes up every single week for the rest of your lives. It should be long lives for everybody. And it's something you always have to know about the Borer, about Zora, about making ice, know what the issues are. Still more to learn, but Rez Hashem, look, we've learned Yatsamotzi and Kiddush, all these the issues that people, know a little bit about. You know, but usually, unless you have some type of setting where you can learn things beyond, people usually don't learn these things beyond. You know, they go through life knowing a little bit about these things that they are practicing on a daily and a weekly basis. And it's important to be knowledgeable of what these issues are and of all different types. So I think it's a tremendous gift that we have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for giving us this wonderful opportunity. And Bezer Hashem Yisparach, if we pray for the future, that Bezer Hashem, we should have many more opportunities of learning together, of teaching together, of arguing and of chatting a Rambam and a Rashba and a Tosfos and a Trumas Hadeshin and a Trumas Rabbi Kiveger and a Rav Yoah and all these different studies. Okay. Today's parsha, I'd like to discuss given a different approach to Tumas Kohanim. We know that I just gave a 56-page packet on the Tumas Kohanim, that the Kohen is not allowed to be Mepame himself, to a mate. Right? That's the first pasuk. Vayom Hashem al Moshe amor al Kohanim b'nei Aaron parat aleihem v'nefesh lo yitam al ba'aba. So what's this halacha all about? Why not? So the first place you always look when you're going to say, well, to explain a mitzvah in the Torah, you look in the Sefer HaChinuch. So the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Reish Samach Gimel, page 3, whenever he says in the second hour, whenever the Sefer HaChinuch says, Mishor Shei HaMitzvah, that's the Tameh HaMitzvah, that means the root of the mitzvah. And I think it's very important to understand, Tameh HaMitzvah. Shorshei HaMitzvah Shisha Kohanim Yivcharu Avodas Hashem Baruch Hu, Kemos Omer HaPosev, Kedoshim Yiyu Lo Lokeihem, Hakein Yichitam Min HaMeis. The Kohanim have to do the Avoda. So they're on a very high spiritual plane. Their calling is a very important calling. The tumma is something disgusting. And the dead body, that's the avi avos tumma. Kloma sheyesh lo tumma chazaka and ma'ol l'mal mikol tumma. Tinyan ki b'hitareg me'alav suras ha-seichel, ha-chaya ha-tova v'yishar hu levado, b'shagam hu basar, pachos v'garu m'shtokek el haros. In other words, since the spiritual part, the intellectual part is no longer there, the spiritual part is only there, so it's the base, the animal part, the base part, so that has tumma. So therefore, the paragraph begins that those that serve as God should be machit themselves from tumah, except in the case of Kohanim, because you can't expect, except Krovim rather, because you can't expect that that a relative shouldn't be involved in their relative's kvura, because the Torah is dracheha. Darkei Noam, the whole Darkei HaTorah Noam of Nesivaseh Shalom. But it would be cruel for the Torah to say that a Kohen can't be metamei to his family members, even though that means that this high level person is involved in, because the Torah is Darkei Darkei Noam, the whole Nesivaseh Shalom. L'rosso l'tzaram kol kach. Ki'echem l'vama l'akor v'meishu yukul l'skarib tocha olol. That would be terrible. So Mamela, really everything should be awesome, but the Torah, because Racha Darchei Noam, gives you a special dispensation to be metame to the Krogan. But the idea being that the Kohen is on this high level, Meshtar Se Hashem, shouldn't be involved in Dvarim Me'usim. But in the course of this year, I'd like to suggest another interpretation of why Kohanim, why Nisa and Kahuna don't go together. Let's begin with the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara in Bava Metzia on Tavikov Yudalat Amin Aleph says, Ashkete Rabba Barabu Al Elio Dekoy Beveit Kvar Shalom Dekosavim. The Rabba Bar Avua found Eliyahu that he was in a cemetery, and they spoke and learned. So Eliyahu and Navi was found in the cemetery. So the Gemara asks on the next page, Abile, so they said, Lab Kohen Hum, Mar, aren't you a Kohen? What are you doing in there? Isn't Eliyahu and Navi a Kohen? What are you doing in the cemetery? Like Haibe Kohima, the Beit HaKvaros. You know what his answer is? I follow the opinion of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that Goyim are not a Kohen. So he said that I follow, but in a Hanami, really, Eliyahu Hanavi, as a Kohen, would not be Matami. But here it was a Goy, so it's different. And we know the Rambam sheet is that a Goy, not Matami, but oh well, but still Mago Masa is also. But then, there's a very interesting Tosfos on Kuv Yudal and Amid Beis. I'm a Lab Kohen. Hang on the reading. We'll see, there was a story where Eliyahu HaNavi went to an almana's house and the Almana had a son who died, and Eliyahu resuscitated him. So obviously, and the way we'll see in the Pesukim and Malachim, the way he resuscitated him is like, he blew into him. So obviously he was touching him. So, but the Gemara says Eliyahu was a Kohen. And the only reason why that he didn't do it is because why? Because there was some volume, but here it was the Shal Yisrael. So how is Eliyahu the Tami? So the Tosfos answers a fascinating Tosfos. He says, "Murdik Zom." There's an
unbelievable. Because the message, we really normally think somebody is sick, if you can help them, whatever, that's because of that. Here, Eliyahu knew that he could be hiding him, so that's considered the Kuat Nefesh. If you can know that you can be Mechaye Nathan, and you don't, that's the Kuat Nefesh. So, the Kuat Nefesh is dope, I call it Tarakul. That's like, murder, huh? Murder.
Who was this boy?
That's my question. Who was this boy? Who was on the yo and how then?
Look at Malachim. Let's see, page 10. The Hebrew Arjun, they love Lamor. Cool, red, sort of.
So she went to the house and she had a sick child. So Tomer Eloyo, Mali Vallah Isha Lokim. Says, what's going on? You come to my house and my son gets sick. So the Pasuk says, Pasuk Kabbalah, my Motin Eloyo. He put his mouth to mouth, his reputation. Peep on peep. And he smote it on the young shoulders for a minute, he did it three times. And on the convey, Baisha Hashem called Eliyahu, but Pasha Mirza Shayyala, I'll hear well by your name. And he intensified his people. Some say that he wasn't really dead, that he was just fainting, but most of the sheep is that he was really dead. Right? So he was.
Thank you.
than Yonah HaNavi.
Do you know how he became Yonah HaNavi? Amar of Yonah. It's interesting. Amar of Yonah. Yonah ben Amittai has a good bekiyas in this. Amar of Yonah. Rav Yonah is the one who said, hey, Yonah ben Amittai, may Olay Regalim Hayah. Whereas he was like a Jew like everyone else. He went to Eretz Yisrael to the Aliyah L'Regel. And he went into the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the Sharas Allah Ruach HaKodesh. And Ruach HaKodesh was upon him. Lamed Chashein Ruach HaKodesh Shorel Alev Sameach. And he got Ruach HaKodesh from the inspiration that he received at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And that's how he got his Ruach HaKodesh. Vayakim Naramgin HaMenagin Ladi Alav Ruach HaLukim. So, I'd like to suggest the following. What's the pshat in yoga? Putting these two Yerushalmis together, they're in the same box, so we should put them together. Yonah is somebody who experienced Tchiyas HaMeitim. Right? So he was the boy, so he experienced Tchiyas HaMeitim. So he is the person who knows what it is to be mamish in the bottom of the bottom. He can't be more bottom than a mate. And he went up, he aroused, arrived from the Mikimi Miafar Dal, Miashbos Yorim Evian. He's the ultimate. So if you understand the idea of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, you'll understand that's what it's all about. And why Yonah had a greater appreciation of Simchas Beis HaShoeva than anyone else. Because what's the idea of Simchas Beis HaShoeva? So the famous Medrash, I never knew where the Medrash was in total until I was looking for it now, and I found that it's Rabbeinu Bechaya in Vayikra, quotes the Medrash. There was part of it that the most spiritual of me is in the Medrash Rabbah, but in its full totality, it's only to be found in the Rabbeinu Bechaya in Vayikra. Al derech ha-medrash yesh bo bir la derech ha-kabbalah. Bris krusol ha-melech mishesh yimei breshes. Shehuftuchu mayim ha-tachtonim mikarev v'melech v'nisach ha-mayim b'chad. Chayin omer b'medrash. Mayim tachtonim nikru mayim bochim. That the mayim tachtonim, we know that there's water on earth and there's water in Shemayim. He used to be, because of his Baruch Hu was Mavdil, made a Rakia, was Mavdil, they Mayim Elyonim, Mayim Tachtonim, there was one big, Bilbo. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu made the Rakia, and he was Mavdil, they Mayim Elyonim, Mayim Tachtonim. So the Medrash says, he b'shosh ha-cholach ha-zolosh Baruch Hu ha-mayim nosen e'en l'mal v'en l'mata, he skiu Mayim ha-tachtonim bochim. That the Mayim Tachtonim cried, because they felt that they were further away from God. The Mayim Elyonim get to be Lamala and Shamayim, closer to the Kisei HaKavod. The Mayim HaTachtonim is in this world. So they were crying that they're further from God. So, yeah, Amru, first word was Amru. Oy lanu shalo zachinu lalos lamala. Yod krogim v'yatsreinu. So ma'asu, Izu Paneim Ubaku Tahomos Ubikshu Lalos, that what happened was they prayed to Hakadosh Baruch Hu that they should go up. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, Hol Chod Yafisim, I'm going to give you a privilege that you are going to be the second arrow. Asidim Adam Likarev Algabe Mizbeach, the Melech of Anisach HaMayim. Now you want to be close to me, you the Mayim Tachtonim, because you were further away, and you were crying, that you were put downstairs and not upstairs. You know what I'm going to do? On Sukkot, you're going to be 400 there. And that's the way I'm going to make it up to you. That's the way I'm going to make it up to you.
that the Mayim Hatonim is going to be on the Mizbeach with the Nusach HaMalik and the salt for the Karbanah. So I'm not sure wrong with making it up for the Mayim Hatonim. Oh. So I thought that this is Rabbi Harari in the general talk, which is something over from the same Rabbi Harari, that we put these two Yerushalmis together. And it started like this. So the Yonah ben Amittai knows what it is to go from the bottom up. He knows what it is to strive. He was the person who was there. He was the one person who experienced Chiyas HaMeitim. So he can fully appreciate what Nisach HaMayim is all about. Because that's what Nisach HaMayim is. Nisach HaMayim is that the Mayim Tachtonim, the Mayim Habokim, is Christ of Hashem Baruch Hu. I want to hear Hashem Elokim be told. I want to be close to you. I want to strive to something more. So Zaki Yoga, there are a lot of people there since the Beit HaShoeva. But not everyone was Zoka to become a Novi from the Beit HaShoeva. So all the people went to the Beit HaShoeva, and they came to the standing of the good. But then they came home the way they were originally. But Yoga ben Amittai, his neshama was a neshama that had Chiyas HaMeitim. He was the mate to Hechya Eliyahu HaNovi. So he could fully appreciate what it is to what? What Mayim, what the Simchas Beis HaShoeva is all about. So let's take it a step further. It says later on in Parshas Emor, we have the Parsha of the Lechem Hachonim. B'yom HaShabbos, B'yom HaShabbos, Yarchenu, L'fnei Hashem Tomid, Meis B'nei Yisrael B'Solom. And then the part of the Mekala. So Rashi says, what's the connection? What was the Mekala? What was he making fun of? So Rashi says he's making fun of the Lechem Aponim. Because what was the godless of the Lechem Aponim? The Lechem Aponim, they put on Shabbos, and they didn't eat it to the next Shabbos. And yet, it would still remain what? Fresh, like it was originally. So what's the Yisod? So both of the Yisod is like this. What were the Kohanim? So we know the Kohanim did the Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash. So it's like, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I even heard the Ravs discuss this once, if I'm not mistaken. But definitely, I've heard other people say it, and this idea. And it's based on the pasuk here in the Haftorah from this week's Parsha. Because basically, how many days in the week of the year did a Kohen work in the Beit HaMikdash? Like 2 weeks of exciting with the Mishmaros and the Bavli Yad. So every Kohen only got like 2 weeks. So what do you do the rest of the time? So the Pasuk says in Yechezkel that Ami Yoru ben Kodesh L'chol ben Tomei L'Tohar Yodiyu. That they were the teachers. Yoru Mishpatech L'Yachon. The Kohanim were the teachers. Kohanim were the teachers. Now, let's put it all together. There's a piece I read years ago. If I remember correctly, I was so excited about this piece. I told her I'm a Sherman. And he discusses the Yisod of the Beit HaMikdash. Take a look on page 14. Page for Amuna Pitao.
Lachasta bereishis kol pri adoma. Far biyarnu kam aponim shemokom ha-mikdash imokom reishis ha-briya. That the Beit HaMikdash is reishis. That's the That's where it all started. In other words, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Evan Shtiyah, Shemisham, Hushtas Ha'olam. That from the Evan Shtiyah, that's where the rest of the world was created. So the original Bach of creation was the Beit HaMikdash, and then from that, everything else was created. So that's why there's a mitzvah to bring Bikurim, which is the Reishis HaPeros, to the Beit HaMikdash. Oh, but then he says a beautiful idea. Second paragraph. He makes Shepavam Adam Arishim Bechait Eitz Hadad. But Adam Arishim Sin Bechait of Eitz Hadad. So he caused Nisa Ba'olam. Right? Heavy Bechinas Nisa Ba'olam. And that caused Zikna. There's Yashnas. Right? In other words, the fact that there's Nisa, that means still Adam Arishon, there was no idea of getting old. There was no, you know, people lived too long, but they didn't age, because there was no death. The beginning of death started with Adam Arishon's faith, and that was when things started to get old and weary and withering. However, anything that had the Bechina of Rashis, anything that had the Bechina of Rashis was not subject to other Marishon's curse, the call of Amin. So the male of Beit HaMikdash is the local of Rashis, as the Rashis of Haberia, didn't have anyone, anywhere, any victims to it. That's why the Rabbi said the lack of opponent, right, never yet failed. Because the Beit HaMikdash is a makom where what? There's nothing to fail in the Beit HaMikdash. That's the whole Shabbos of the lack of opponent. The Yom HaShabbos, you put on one Shabbos, the next Shabbos is fresh. So Rabbosai, now is what I want to point out to you. That the Kohanim, where they hang out in the Beit HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol had a living in Yerushalayim around the time. You know what the word is? Because the Kohanim were the teachers. And so for a person to be, as you see, a good teacher, the Torah and the learning has to be fresh. It can't be some stale, same over, stale. You have to relive it. It has to be a fresh experience. It has to be that people are thinking about the sugya, and the Rebbe is learning it with the Talmidim, and there's life. And that's why a Kohen can't have anything to do with a dead body. Because Kohen is teaching. Kohen is teaching. Kohen is a Mishpata Yoru. Kohen is part of this racist. And therefore, it has to be alive, it has to be adopted by the Mokom HaMikdash. And I remember I saw in the paper called Masorah HaChinuch. It's all about Rav Shach's ideas in Chinuch. So, in the paper, on page 17, it says like this. Hamachas Nishal, Madua Rosh Yeshiva, Daruch Chol Kach Lekras Hashir. How come he's prepared? They asked Rav Shach, how come you're preparing so much for the Shir? Harei Chayisod is in the Vor Mitzvah Kama Sar Shanim. You already begin the Shir for 10, 20, 30, 40 years already. It's all written down in your Sefer. It's all, you already worked it out. Why are you so involved in preparing? So he answered the following on page 18. The Dalakov, Limra Torah, the Han Chalosa the Talmidim, where in order to give Torah over, they never be peace card. A Torah people must be Rabbi Talmidim. But giving over Torah is not from the paper, it's from Rebbe to Talmud. And if it's not alive in the Rebbe, then there's a Chisaran and a Mesorah to the Talmud. The Talmud Chai and Shmuel has burned the Rab. So therefore, Rav Shach felt that every time he would say the Shir, he went through it again,
It could be he came to the same conclusions, or maybe not, but even if he came to the same conclusions, he was just rethinking it again, the reason is the sugya, because the Nasir HaTorah has to come through Jesus. It can't be stale. So that's why the Kohen is so kosher to the Beit HaMikdash, because the Beit HaMikdash is the Mokam HaKhir.
That when he comes to the Shia, he feels so young and he feels youthful because the Messiah's HaTorah has to be a live experience. It's not just found you reading in a textbook that was written 100 years ago, and yet it's a live experience that you want it to be part of and you want it to live with. And that's how Rav Shach said. So every time he was rethinking, re-prepared, he could read the whole. You know, it's interesting, on page 20, on the left side, it says in the paragraph, Moran Hagon Rakhai Kanyevsky. I didn't realize this. The Lama Eitel Rabbein Yeshivas Lama, that Rakhai Kanyevsky was a Talmud of Rav Shach. So the same as Lama Yeshiva. That was like, if you had to go to Yeshiva, you'd go to Lama Yeshiva. The Lama Yeshiva, the Ruben Katz, Rav Yeshiva, the Katz's father. All the Gedolim went to the Rakhai Kanyevsky, the Talmud, and he was in Rav Shach's shir. He's right, the Lama Eitel Rabbein Yeshivas Lama has to say, he said, man, man, he knew Rav Shach's Nassai. He said, he heard shir over Rav Shach for 2 years. I thought they got a hug with a shir to low. He said, my old name is Aaron the Emperor. He said, the reason why the Talmidim liked Rav Shach's shir is because he would encourage them to participate. In other words, he would have a live, he was alive. He wasn't dead, wasn't Yashu. And that was the way the Tira Tapora. And that's your Moshai Yisrael in all Avodah. That for Baruch Hashem, so the Baruch Hu gives us kovas, that it has to be always, you know, like I told you, every yontif, you should do a new sugya in every Pesach. Do a new sugya that you didn't do before. One new sugya. So then you have a new thing. Next year you do another new sugya. And you see, in the course of years, you're doing a new thing. A new, every parsha, you do a new rabban that you never did before. A new medesh. And then it adds up. And, you know, in the course of years, you always have something fresh. Because if the learning is not fresh, then it becomes stale, and then it becomes disinterested. And the whole idea is it has to be excitement, it has to be, and that's the soul of the spirit of power. And that's why the Kohanim are so kosher to the Beit HaMikdash. Because the Beit HaMikdash is the local that's gracious, that's not nitzam. Anything that was gracious was not nitzam. And though the Melech was gracious, so he never slept because he never had time nitzam. And you see it as Rav Wolfson said, and that's my famous Rav Avram, on page 22. We'll see it inside. Our favorite Yerushalmi, Rav Avram and I, we like this Yerushalmi. What does Yerushalmi say? Yodesh Pasol. A rule of Yodesh is Pasol. So, part of the time that says in the students is Rav Honor. Now this, why is Pasol? Because the mula hayodesh is dried out. So dried out, no liveliness, no life to it. It's yodesh. So la making yahaluka, you can't serve a kodesh baruch Hu with dried out things. It has to be new, it has to be fresh, it has to be a new idea, new learning, new Rabbi Kibeya, new Jewish Rabbi Kibeya, new Yerushalmi, a new thing. Of course, you always have to add to the old things as well. But there should always be something, a chiddush, a new thing, a new idea. Always look to have excitement in the Avodah Hashem. And that's what, and that's perhaps what the Mishnah tried to always do, Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. So the Mishnah says in this week's Marbe Torah Marbe Chayim. What's that? As the Bar Kanur says, Ki hi chayecha v'orech yamecha. So the Torah is your life. So what does it mean Marbe Torah Marbe Chayim? So the idea is that somebody who doesn't learn could also have life. But the idea is somebody's learning, he has a certain freshness about life. He has a new sugya, Rabbi Neuberger once said in one of the Sikhs Musar that he said from one of the Rosh Yeshivas, it'll come to me. He said to somebody, it's a good idea, it doesn't mean that everyone does this, and it doesn't mean that everyone has to do this, but sometimes it's a good idea for certain women to marry Talmidei Chachamim. Why? Not because for the firm reason that, they're learning, it's good idea. Because a Talmid Chacham will always have Simcha Tacharim. Because if you appreciate learning, so there's always something new, and there's always something interesting, and there's always that interest. But if you don't appreciate learning, so then you won't have that. But if you learn to appreciate learning, so you have that simcha sachai rafridler. You have that simcha sachayim. And that's what it means, marba Torah, marba chayim. Marba chayim means, like the Yerushalmi says, it's not yovish, it's not dried out. It's the simcha, it's sameach, it's fresh, it's new, it's invigorating. And that stops you by Kohanim. And that's what Yonah ben Amittai, he was the ultimate person who knows what something new is. Because he had the Tchias HaMesim, and therefore he's the one who appreciates the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, because he knows what it is to strive to new heights, to new goals. Doesn't mean to do something that's beyond your capability, beyond your reach, but new ideas, new horizons. And that I titled it based on the pasuk Malachi, that Sifse Kohen Yishmu Das V'Tori Vakshu Mipiyu, that the Kohen is the person who you Mavakshu Torah Mipiyu, because he's the Yoru, as the pasuk says in Yechezkel. He's the one who's he's Mora the Horah, he's Mora the Talmidim, and that's the Yisod, and therefore he can't have any Shaychus to Mitzah. Not only because what the Sefer Achinuch says, that he's an Eved Hashem, and therefore Mitzah is such a lowly thing, and he can't be involved, but his whole Tafkid is the freshness, is the Limud, is the teaching, is the Melamed. And to Melamed, you have to be with freshness. You can't be sometimes you say over the old, even Rav Shachman, he would say over the old things, it's only because he rethought them again. He went through the Inyan again, and that's the way Talmidim Be'ez Hashem can be inspired. So Be'ez Hashem, as now we Be'ez Hashem will be starting the Jews Man a couple of weeks, but this is the last day of the Zman that began on September 1st. And Bezer Shabbat Hashem, we were zochet to learn a lot, but the learning should be something that's always alive in us. We should know, there's a Ritva here, and a Ritziv here, and a Rashba here, and that's the Rashba that's Tosfos, and the Sheikh of the Rambam, and the Milchus Chinuch, and the Eglei Kal, and the Shuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, and should all be alive. And part of Chazara makes everything that you learn alive. Because if you learn it, then it starts to become stale. And you can't let anything become stale. It always has to be fresh, always has to be besimcha, always has to be alive. And that's the lul of Hayavish is possible. Lo hameisim yahaluka. But the Kohen is the Mokom HaMikdash, Evan Shia is the Tchila Tabriya. It's not subjected to any type of withering, not subjective of any type of Hityashnus. It's a very Hadasha. And that's what Be'ez Hashem we should be Zoka for. That we should go from height to height, but always with a Simchas HaTorah, with a freshness, with an excitement that you saw something new, a new Rabbi Kiva Eger, a new Tosus, a new Rambam, a new Rashba, a new Ramban. And that's what the Kuhuna is. And it's Chachos, it's not nothing withering, nothing becoming old, and that's the Tafkid of the Kohen. It's Ami Yoru, Kisif Soken, Yishmu Das, the Torah Vakshu Mipil, Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zocha, the Chazir, all that we've learned in the past, and we should have the Chachos towards the future of our learning as well.